If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about health. Your healthcare is going mobile, more mobile than you ever thought. We're also going to be talking about dementia, because we didn't fit it in last time. And we'll see how much time we have after that before we move along to other things. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting this whole world up in prayer, because it needs it, of course. And I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. And I encourage you all to do the same, because, you know, mind the time, it grows short. And we have a devotional today, and we are in Isaiah 33, where we're instructed that the wisdom and knowledge of God shall be the stability in thy time and strength and salvation, for the fear of the Lord is your treasure. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel, and that's Proverbs 20. So, you know, receive my instruction, God says, not the silver and not the knowledge of man, rather than just the gold of choice, which is the word of God. So, you know, mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, Frank. You already run the crackers again for me. I got to have crackers. Dun, 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 dun. And you came up again? He's not going to do it. All right. There you go. Got to have it. Okay. First up in the quack report, Rachel Ray. You know who that is? The chef that Oprah made famous. You know, she has this line of dog food. Frank, you've probably seen it. Big TV commercials. Well, she's being sued for $5 million. Rachel Ray's dog food called Nourish. It's a brand of food that's being allegedly sued on grounds that the product has dangerous levels of herbicide glyphosate in it when it's advertised as healthy and all natural. $5 million class action suit filed this past Wednesday in New York names Nourish. The owner of Nourish is Ainsworth Pet Nutrition. So the lawsuit basically is based on this independent test of the food that showed that it contains glyphosate, which in addition to being unnatural, it's also had some links to, you know, health issues like cancer and endocrine disruption. And no surprise, you know, because almost all the food in the store, if you tested it, has herbicide in it, if you had the right instrument that had the sensitivity level set correctly, you would know this. But the true outrage in all this is that glyphosate, so prominent, so widely used, is becoming too hard to avoid. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to grow your own food soon. All right, moving along the Quack Report. They think, according to science, they have found a process to reverse aging in the human cells. Yep. Now, this is from University of Exeter in the UK. Researchers there say, you know, as your body ages, it loses its ability, they say, to control how your genes regulate energy in the cells, and they get damaged and then they die. So they said the gene activates signals inside and outside the cells and sends molecule messages. This is your RNA function. Now they say they've learned to splice some factors together here to treat your old cells with a chemical that helps release hydrogen sulfide. And they say hydrogen sulfide is a molecule that's naturally found in the body, but it improves several features of the cells. And they've used it as an age reversal in animals. So, but it can be toxic, the hydrogen sulfide in large amounts. So they have to find a way to, you know, control the delivery and the amount to the cell where it's needed. Isn't that great? Yeah. Holy grail. That's what they found. Last but not least in the Quack Report, they say high-carb diets in women can bring on early menopause. That's right. So this is research that was published in the University of Leeds in the UK. There's a study there. It was in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. They say that if your diet's too rich in carbs, you can bring on early menopause for women ages 45 to 60. So they said based on the results, a diet that has, you know, lots of pasta and rice and so forth, you'll have menopause almost, well, you know, a year earlier, basically, is what they're saying. I don't know. The women I've talked to over the years may say, well, it's a year, bring it on, you know, let's get it over with. Where's that extra plate of pasta? All right, that wraps the Quack Report. Absolutely. You know, you're probably saying, why can you make light of the menopause? It's a serious. Yes, it is serious. But I say bring it on because, hey, have no fear. Menopause is here because we have female herbs to deal with that and have that smooth transition through menopause the way it's supposed to be. Yep. God gave us herbs for that. So and God's herbs can do that. So if you're wanting to learn more about that, see the folks at Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com under the women for only women's only tab, and you'll see what we're talking about. All right, we're going to be talking about health goes more mobile. Some people say, what does she mean? Well, the healthcare sector is really being hit hard, really bombarded with new devices that are promising astonishing outcomes. And in many areas of health, patients will see an increase in monitoring devices. All right, so soon the old-fashioned process of making a doctor's appointment, either in person or remotely, hey, that's going to be a thing of the past. And who or what is going to be responsible for monitoring, you know, patients in the thousands, if not millions? Well, we'll get into that on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank is digging into those bumper archives there. All right, right before the break, we're talking about this, you know, healthcare going more mobile. And, you know, patients are going to be monitored often or even constantly in the future. And in some cases, your doctor appointment is going to be an obsolete thing. And so the responsibility for monitoring patients, you know, most of it's going to be handed over to the high-tech area. So it's most expedient access to care. So the monitoring devices could take on any shape, any size, from a microchip implant to a pair of earrings or a watch or even your smartphone. So if most cases of ill health really stems from a lifestyle choice, no technology can divert an eventual metabolic collapse if healthy changes are not implemented, no matter how much technology is used. So we're going to take a look at the future, what it holds for those that are stuck in the healthcare system, and be advised. We're going to look at the wearables here because that's what I call these high-tech devices that modern medicine is going to be using. So in the August 2018, this month, the Journal of Current Opinion and Endocrinology, Diabetes and Obesity. The researchers at there's a team of them at Boston University School of Medicine. They went on to report what is coming within medicine for those who are, let's say, overweight or diabetic. So modern medicine considers that patients who are overweight and diabetic to be the proverbial Pandora's box of metabolic problems costing healthcare millions. So heart failure, kidney failure, blindness, mobility issues, just the tip of the iceberg. So often these conditions involve a lot of long-term, if not lifelong care, and they're now considered an epidemic. So healthcare regulations are demanding that hospitals reduce repeat hospitalizations and unnecessary treatments. So this is all well and good, but it's kind of a Band-Aid on the core problem within healthcare, which is not addressing causes of disease. So for those with the epidemic-like conditions, they may very well be issued what medicine is calling mHealth technology, M for mobile. So mobile health technology. And so the mobile monitoring devices for patients, it's going to monitor activities and to supposedly help reduce cost of the patient's overall health plan. So this is suggesting that patients that are self-monitoring their behavior now to help improve their health, they're saying it's not enough to keep the patients healthy. And the mobile health devices are to offer patients what is called behavioral strategies. However, there is one researcher at Boston University School of Medicine that says the mobile devices are not a total fix, and they should be able to work with a patient's behavior. So here is Nicole Speranto. She's with Boston University School of Medicine. She says there is not sufficient evidence that wearable devices can promote sustained behavioral change and long-term health. So Dr. Speranto goes on to question if the mobile devices will hinder care if not implemented properly, and it could interfere with the patient's relationship with their healthcare professionals. So the issue that I see is that technology will kind of take over the healthcare system, and there's going to be less and less personable interaction between patients and physicians. So it's kind of can become so automated that it's like the large companies that are using the phone trees instead of actually talking with their customers. So before you smirk about this notion, well, look at the artificial intelligent robots that are doing surgery now. And other robots are providing patient care in hospitals and nursing homes. Here is a quote from the Canadian Journal of Cardiology, June 2018. They say this: mobile health technology has the potential to transform the way we prevent and manage disease, but there are unanswered questions about how to optimize this technology and maintain engagement with patients. End of quote. If you ask me, you know, the doctors are probably going to get the pink slip. I think they're just going to have a minimum amount of those on staff in trauma care centers. That's what I'm thinking. Everything's going to be doctor kiosk, if you know what I mean. And you're probably saying, well, it's a good thing. It's going to make things more efficient. It's going to bring down cost. It's going to improve patient care. You know, where's the violin, Frank? Anyway, it's all about money, if you want to be honest. That's what it's about. As usual, this move to, you know, ultra-technologize your healthcare system is not so much to improve health, but it is to make more money by cutting overhead costs. Of course, it will be promoted as life-saving and improved patient care, but one way it will accomplish this is by significantly reducing the need for patient visits. Less overhead means the system nets more earnings. Now, here is a quote from Clara Chow. She's a professor of medicine, University of Sydney, community-based cardiac services and Westmead Hospital. She says this: mHealth inventions are novel, exciting, and an expanding field in medicine, and it will transform healthcare by improving access to treatments that would otherwise require frequent clinic or hospital visits. However, at this juncture, there is limited evidence to their effectiveness, and the field is largely unregulated. Patients have already an overwhelming number of devices to choose from. End of quote. Hey, Frank, you want to take a guess how many mHealth devices, these mobile devices already on the market that people can utilize, supposedly improve health? You want to take a guess? Give me a number, any number. Well, he's scratching his head over there. A lot of you may be wondering, you know, how many mobile health devices are available? Well, New York University Langone Medical Center reported over 40,000 mHealth download apps to smartphones on the market starting in 2015. So of the people that download these programs, 42% had downloaded five or more of these mHealth programs. So it seems that the consumers that are utilizing this technology are not the rich, but they're in the 50,000 per year or less income bracket. Now, in 2015, in the November Journal of the Medical Internet Research and mHealth, most patients become disinterested in the programs later, much like, you know, you don't get on your stationary bike or use your treadmill anymore. So the journal article also mentioned the barrier of privacy issues. So when consumers were surveyed on how much would they be willing to pay for mHealth download apps for their phones, the answer was, I wouldn't pay anything, all the way up to $5.99. Now, one problem is these programs are not self-maintaining. The user has to keep up with entering high amounts of volume of data each day, and then they have to keep up with their updates. So the survey research at the New York University, guess what? It was funded by Verizon Communications. Bet you didn't see that one coming. Well, here's a quote from Paul Krebs. He's a PhD, New York University Langone Medical Center. He says, our research suggests many Americans embrace health apps with their smartphones, and the challenge is keeping them engaged and broaden the appeal to make use of them in a wide variety of health applications, such as making sure patients keep their scheduled health goals and appointments, as well as monitor their sleep. End of quote. Monitor your sleep. Hey, Frank, you want your doctor to monitor your sleep? I mean, I could see if you went to a sleep clinic overnight, but just every night, somebody monitoring when you go to sleep, how long you sleep. Well, let's look at how people are doing with these apps, responding to their text messages, right? At the University of Sydney Westmead Hospital, they conducted some strategic tests using some of the mHealth devices that would send patients text messages to their smart device after they had risk assessment and a 15-minute consultation. So the messages that they were communicating on how patients could reduce their cardiovascular risk based on the assessment they got. So after a 12-month study of this, the group that received the extra support with the mHealth technology appeared to be in the same risk category as the control group that received conventional care. So this result is not surprising, as text messages are not the same as face-to-face support. So the result also showed that mHealth is unlikely to show any small improvements in reduced risk, but has the potential, they say, to reduce health services regularly seen in clinics and hospitals. So again, it's to cut down on you going to the clinic and the hospital. Another researcher also had some reservations on the technology being regulated. This is Harry Clemis, University of Sydney, Department of Cardiology, Westmead Hospital. He says, with regard to mHealth, our goal needs to be high quality and effective interventions and to ensure safe and effective outcomes via standardization, end of quote. Oh, boy, standardized mHealth coming your way. I got to take a break. Be right back with more.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
You don't like spiders and snakes? That's what that song was, right? Yeah. All right. We're going to be... Indiana Jones, I hate snakes. All right. We're going to be talking about the risk with your mHealth devices. Going to get into the meat of things here a little bit. You know, Americans may be enthralled with mHealth technology. However, guess what? The people of Spain are not. A two-year study that was released February 2018 by the University of Rovira Virgil in Spain said the patient data will put you at risk if you're using mHealth technology. And here's why. Here's a quote from their research group. They said, 80% of the most popular mHealth applications do not comply with standards intended to prevent misuse and dissemination of the user's data, end of quote. So the scientists in Spain, they stated there's, quote, serious security problems using 20 of the most popular applications in the mHealth technology sector, end of quote. So apparently, the computer engineers in Spain were able to hack the devices and download and store and intercept and monitor all this private data on the patients. Now, can you imagine if a leader of a nation, a country, was using, let's say, an mHealth device and opposing countries could access his or her health data? Think about that for a second, right? Now, according to the researchers in Spain, mHealth technology security problems stem from quite a few things. They have a list. They said 80% of the stored data was on other than the user's device. And they said almost all of the mHealth apps that you download require no password to access the data. They said it did not use secure connections. And 50% of the applications shared data with a third party. So your x-rays, your multimedia data, and your text messages went on a third party platform. And 50% of the data was transferred by HTTP links instead of HTTPS links, no secure link. 20% had no privacy policy. Of course not. And 20% of the data not available in English, but the application language was in English. That made no sense. They said the mHealth software offered access to other smart device applications. In other words, you download this app, and all of a sudden they had access to your geolocation, your cell phone's microphone and camera, your contact list, your external storage card, your Bluetooth. So even though these applications have nothing to do with the operation of the ML data software, so that's weird. So the university researchers, they actually contacted the developers of the app softwares to inform them of the breaches. And after the appropriate time necessary elapsed, you know, that they needed to fix the problems, the Spanish researchers rechecked and found some security issues had been fixed, such as the insecure data transfers with the third parties, but the other problems in the data leaks and applications hadn't been addressed. I don't know if they will be, but we'll see. Well, let's look at the mobile device in your health research, because with all this technology, it kind of reminded me of a study that was done at the University of Illinois back in March 2016. Their research got published in the Journal of Computers and Human Behavior. Okay, so the research warned us that if we use mobile technology too much, we may become addicted to it and suffer anxiety and depression. So the smart technology is really part of the mHealth movement within healthcare, and smartphones especially will be linked to it. Now, some people may be saying, well, yeah, but that same fear was exhibited when landline phones, TV, and video games came on the market. Yes, this is true. However, the new technology is mobile, and it's much harder to get away from. So today, many professionals, the professions, they require your smartphones, your tablets, your laptops to fulfill your job requirements. Because when was the last time you saw a realtor without their cell phone? They're always on that thing. So the technology can create a dependency. And just as we need to be sensitive to how we use alcohol and tobacco, the same is for technology. We want to make sure it does not become what is called a comfort crutch. Here is a quote from Alejandro Lierez, professor of psychology, University of Illinois. He says, people who self-describe themselves as having really addictive style behaviors towards the internet, he says, and their cell phones, also scored much higher on depression and anxiety scales, end of quote. So there's really, I guess, no way around it. Technology has an influence on mental health. However, according to the research, it is your motivation why you're using it. For instance, are you going online because you're bored, or do you feel compelled to do so? Or do you feel stressed, and if you don't have access to technology, you kind of get anxious? There are also a lot of technology hurdles that can derail the mHealth, such as, you know, there's loss of internet service, or there's full email inboxes, or program clashes, or even when you lose your cell phone. So mobile health may have more of a positive impact in industrialized cities, but in rural, remote areas, the technology fails compared to conventional healthcare. So, the demographic here is, the target group for the mHealth technology, the apps, is the younger generation, of course. They're so used to technology, you know. And also, they're targeting more educated, classes with higher incomes, as well as patients that are struggling with obesity and diabetes, and also the Hispanic demographic is the target for this area of healthcare. So you want to make your assessments for those in, you know, the healthcare system. You want to be prepared to, I guess, exchange freedom and privacy as a condition for eligibility to this kind of care. Now, if you really think about it, everything important to everyday life will pertain to technology monitoring, your banking, your travel, your healthcare, and you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without it. So in increments, your self-sufficiency is being dismantled. So the private bank will run and control all, and it will be enforced by government because money answers all things. There you go. So God, you know, holds out for himself a remnant. So really, now's the time to learn all you can about looking after your health with God's herbal medicines. If you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog that they can send you. You're going to get your catalog either on their website or by calling them toll free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. I've been told I say that number too fast, Frank, so I'm slowing down. Also, their website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they have some new formulas. You might want to check them out. They have the kidney stone tincture, and they have the adrenal gland formula. So, might want to call now and empower yourself and get a free product catalog. And if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters, because those will empower you for sure. Absolutely. All right. We got a few minutes here before we got to take our last break, but we're going to be moving on to our dementia topic here. I've talked about dementia before, but, you know, so much of it hits me right between the beady eyes. What could be causing so much of this, like a epidemic? We had so many epidemics, you know, more than we did two generations ago. And, you know, we've been told that the United States has dementia problems, has a whole slew of them. What constitutes an epidemic, though, in dementia? Well, apparently over 5 million Americans have dementia. So if that's an accurate number, it's kind of an outrageous number for people not to be able to function. And medicine is boasting that our life expectancy is higher and they're living longer, but our mortality rate is plummeting for the second consecutive year, which has, you know, people that watch that kind of stuff freaking out. Well, it's because we're not having as many children. We're so involved with Roe versus Wade and other things that we're not replenishing the numbers. And, yeah. And Frank says, and we keep electing people that we shouldn't. Absolutely. So what could be causing all this dementia, and is it preventable? Well, yeah. Well, let's define dementia. According to insidedementia.com, the word dementia is a term used to describe a broad category of disease due to what they call nerve cell malfunction. So apparently there's more than 100 different forms of dementia. And this includes Parkinson's, vascular dementia by stroke, Alzheimer's, and even mixed dementia. Like in 45% of the cases, there'd be a combination of maybe Alzheimer's and another type of dementia. So when our brain nerve cells begin to die or malfunction, there are changes to the memory, behavior changes, our ability to concentrate, and our capability of learning things, taking care of ourselves. So if the damage continues and is severe enough, the brain nerve cells just die and affect the individual's ability to carry out even the basic functions of everyday living, grooming, walking, swallowing, that kind of thing. It's kind of similar to prion disease, mad cow disease, if you think of it that way. So we're told that Alzheimer's disease is the most common diagnosis in about 80% of the cases of dementia. And the term dementia is really Latin. It began to be used in 50 BC, which means being out of one's mind. Okay, we're too young to be losing our minds. And we're going to talk about the mortality, what could be causing it, and what I would do if I was you in the time we have left in this hour. But, you know, 40% of these dementia cases happening to people below the age of 65. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, a twang, and Eddie, his ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, poker, motion, poker, patch, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie, Cora, Richie, Valens, end of story, my beast, the Fuji, I'm a Kama Sutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back, and Tina, Poppin'.
Life is a rock, but the radio gold me.
Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and Frank's decided to go down the 1970s road with the bumper. I like it, though. It's awesome. Very retro. All right, we're talking about dementia, and right before the break, we were talking about a little bit of the stats. You know, majority of the dementia cases are female. They have a 10 to 20% greater risk of dementia than men do. So 1 in 11 people over 65 have dementia, some form of dementia. And these statistics, according to experts, are going to get worse by the year 2030. We'll have, 65 million with dementia by then, and then by 2050, 115 million with dementia. Now, if they're expecting it, what do they know that you don't know? Well, and we're told by health authorities 1 in 3 Americans over 65 die from dementia-related illnesses. Apparently, dementia is the 5th leading cause of death in the U.S. And all medicine says they can do is slow down the symptoms of the developing disease, but they can't stop the progress of it. All right, so according to the Alzheimer's Association, they have this map. And they have projected rates of dementia in the U.S. into 2025. And their U.S. map shows that we have higher majority of these dementia cases, 82% to 120% of them are occurring in the northwest states of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado. Why is that? The second worst areas, 50% to 81% of the cases, are occurring in the southwest, the south central, and southeastern parts of the country. And the central interior and the northeast seem to be below the 25% percentile of occurrence. Well, what's their explanation in medicine? Well, they expect people to go mad, is basically what they're saying. It's common, but it's not normal. Okay, they equate the disease with old age. However, they also cite other causes like genetics, head injuries, heart disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, smoking, and other things I won't even go into because we don't have enough time. But they also say there's a lot of hitchhike problems that come with dementia. So if you ever get a diagnosis with Alzheimer's or a family member does, they may have some other health problems that will crop up, like vision problems, like sleep apnea, for instance, and insulin issues. So patients with diabetes and sleep apnea already have a greater risk of Alzheimer's, according to science. Well, if you want to know about sleep apnea, you need to ask folks about that, Apothecary Herbs. They have a sleep apnea herb option for you. what it is your thyroid needs iodine so it can produce a hormone so the brain can make a neurotransmitter out of it so it can regulate your circadian rhythm and your breathing while you sleep. That simple. Get rid of the CPAP. All right. Now, Americans are paying for Alzheimer's research. We're paying to the tune of $580 million through the National Institutes of Health. And $6 billion and $4 billion are going to – well, $6 billion is going to cancer, $4 billion to heart disease. So we're paying a lot of money for Alzheimer's research. Are we getting any results on that research, you think, Frank? Are we getting any cures with that kind of money, $580 million? So what are the possible causes? We should look at maybe carefully evaluate some possibilities here. Because we can't rely on healthcare professionals to admit that their prescription medicines could be the culprit for a vast majority of the dementia cases happening today. Yeah, in some instances, medications are now available over the counter with no prescription necessary that could be creating this problem. Here's a quote from Noel Campbell, who's a pharmacist, who said, "We found that taking one anticholinergic drug significantly increases your risk of developing cognitive impairment. If you take two of these drugs, it doubles your risk. This is very significant, and it's already known as a risk in the American population." All right, so what kind of drugs are we talking about here that he's mentioned? Well, according to Maltz Bazunai, MD, IU School of Medicine, he says, simply put, we've confirmed anticholinergics can cause or worsen cognitive impairment, which involves gradual memory loss. So we're talking about insomnia medicines, cardiovascular medicines, allergy medicines, medicines for incontinence. These are a class of drugs called anticholinergics because they have acetylcholine in it, which is a brain neurotransmitter. Okay. So your medications that you may see over the counter in prescription form are your Benadryl, Dramamine for motion sickness, Excedrin PM, Nitol for sleep, Somnex for sleeping, Tylenol PM for sleeping, Unisom for sleeping, Paxil for depression and obsessive compulsive disorders, Detrol for overactive bladder urgency issues, Demerol for pain and sleep, and Paxil antidepressant also are in that class of drugs. So this is just really the tip of the iceberg. There's drugs for antiarrhythmia, all your antihistamine drugs, your antispasmodic, anti-Parkinson's, muscle relaxants, antidepressant drugs. They're all going to be in that class as well. And nobody ever told you taking any of that could put you at higher risk of developing dementia later on, did they? Well, some of the side effects, if you're taking any of these anticholinergic drugs other than your cognitive impairment, some of them could be dry mouth and dry nasal passages, lack of sweat, constipation, dizziness, drowsiness, unsteady on your feet, headache, difficulty urinating, visual impairment like glaucoma, disorientation, difficulty swallowing, delirium, fatigue, high blood pressure, breathing difficulties, convulsions, behavioral changes, hallucinations, severe muscle weakness, skin problems, and slurred speech. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I have just come to the conclusion that medications like that are like a double-edged sword. They may get rid of your first issue, but they give you a worse one. So based on the Alzheimer's Association map, and the drug-induced factor for dementia, we may conclude that certain areas of the country may be more prone or disposed to depression, and therefore taking those medications in that category of the, the acetylcholinergic medicines, okay, because antidepressants is on that list, or in areas where you may be more disposed to severe allergy seasons, things like that. And these drugs are destroying brain cells, causing cognitive problems. So we can also ascertain that people with sleep and vision and heart and insulin problems are going to be on these medications that are also promoting cognitive decline, because a lot of those are lifelong meds, right? So women also seem to be more prone to anxiety, so therefore the medications promoting the dementia. Well, research has suggested that regular exercise can be a factor in protecting us from dementia, and the type of exercise was not really important, the research team said. It's just physical movement helps prevent brain shrinkage to protect the cognitive function. One example was, you know, walking for 40 minutes per day. Researchers also mentioned exercise helps the brain to do multifunctional activities, reduces your stress and your anxiety, so you can skip those meds, and it reduces your likelihood of needing drugs that would put you at more risk of dementia. So I get calls about stuff like that, you know, anything for memory and stuff. Yeah, there's herbs for that. Absolutely. God didn't leave that off his list. No way, no how. So there are plenty of natural nutritional solutions to help you get better sleep so you don't need drugs, improve your vision so you don't need drugs, reducing your need for diabetics, don't need drugs, heart drugs, all anti-anxiety, depression meds. Yeah, there's foods, there's a lifestyle, and there's also medicinal herbs to bridge the gap so you get all steady and settled. So Apothecary Herbs does have several of these formulas that you might want to look into. And if you're trying to get off your prescription medicines, there's a safe way to do that. So give them a call and get their free catalog. You can start there. A lot of people get the catalog and then they have a bunch of questions. So get the catalog. If you got questions, write them down so don't forget them, and then call back. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. You can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. So the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. These are all certified organic Tilth standard whole food cold pressed formulations. This is like professional grade formulas. So if you're wanting something with some power to it, this is where you go. Yeah, force extraction methods are for all the products you see in the stores where you have to buy tons of it and still may not get the results you want. So, you know, you got to have the right tool and the right information to get the results you want. Otherwise, it's kind of like having a kite with no wind. What do you do with that? Right? Right. All right, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. They're totally free, no subscription fees. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday, so you can sign up for both of them if you want. They're totally free. You can share them with family and friends, and it's all about empowerment. Yep. You'll get some financial helpful advice from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading and Financial Survival in the American Survival issue. So that publication will have their added benefits. So you check it out when you can, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get your catalog today. I can see I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. And seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.